The message you're about to listen to is coming to you from the Porter's House Media and home of Porter's House Christian Mission.
Located at Bedford, Alata Village, off Ijebode Ibadan Road, at Debayo Ibadan.
Telephone 0803-329-1235, 0807-270-4630.
Come along with us as God's servant brings forth the word from the Lord.
So we know that your ark is not to kill. Even though Uzzah died touching the ark. We know that your incense, which is prayer, is not to kill. Even though Uzziah became leprous as he offered it. Your word and prayer does not kill. Do not kill. They make a life. But when a man does not take note of the details, and he only take note of the letters, we know the letter kill it. Help us, O God, to see and to perceive. Help us to hear and to understand wonderful truth thy word teaches, and help us to apply our hearts unto them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated. I want to thank the Lord again for giving us grace to sit together at this hour of prayer. He has not shy away from showing to us those things that belong to us. He has not shy away to explain to us those things that be for our peace. Again and again, the Lord is showing to us those things that, if well applied, will be for our wellness.
And
I am persuaded in my heart that if we take note of the details the Lord is bringing from the beginning, and especially from the 12 a.m. hour of prayer, I am completely persuaded that astonishing things will be an everyday affair of our lives. We have already planted, we have launched. Launch out into the deep. We're going to see other details. But we must look at the issues, the essence, the responsibilities, and the gains of that instruction, launch. Right. We must be very alert for what the Lord has in store for us. If the Lord began to speak to us at the very beginning of the second day, I am very, very sure that it is because he has so much to tell us.
And
we must be prepared in our heart to receive his engrafted word with meekness. Ridiculous instructions will be coming to your mind. Foolish. If you don't mind, stupid like instructions. Will be coming. And if you are a simple and simplified disciple, then please take those instructions as personal instructions. Make and take definite step of obedience. And you are going to have a song of victory to sing. The Lord will daze you and daze people around you. In the name of Jesus. We began to look at Isaiah chapter
54.
And I want you to take note as we look at the issues and the essence of our launching out. But I don't know whether it will be this our prayer at the responsibilities of our launching out. But I want us to first gather the issues and the essence of our launch. In Isaiah chapter 54, the Bible says, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife.
Nitori omo eni ti oko ti ko sile po ju omo eni ti nbe ile oko lo.
Saith the Lord.
Oluwa lo so bee.
I don't know whether that comes with clarity of understanding.
Emi omo boya eleyi bi o se wa yi boya o yi okedere.
That even the barren should sing and sing aloud. The one who had never travailed in birth should break forth into singing. Because greater will be the number of the barren, of the desolate, the number of children of the barren and of the desolate than those who claim to be mothers. Your business has actually proven to be barren over the years. I hear the Lord say, break forth into singing.
But Oluwa ni pe ki o bu si orin.
Because that business is going to be greater than the one who says his business is great.
Tori pe okowo re yi yo wa to bi ju eyi ti awon eyi ti won ti e ti nse ton ti ro pe okowo nla ni tele tele.
We cannot, for any reason, ignore statement in the word of God. We cannot appear not to understand what the word of God is saying by this to us. God has come to deal with issues that appear very difficult in time past.
Olorun ti wa lati yanju awon oran ti o dabe ni pe o le poran ni awon igba won yin won ni seyin.
Even the physically barren, so to speak.
Awon to je pe won ti eyagan ni to mo gan
ni tara. Up till the time of yesterday, they had never conceived.
To je pe ti bi ana yi won o ti loyun ri.
I hear the Lord say, sing.
But Oluwa wi pe ko korin o.
Burst into singing and cry aloud, for the number of your children shall be more. It is the word of the Lord. I was so glad as I met some sisters in my office, and they told me that so many wedding gowns, we have to line up, we have to start to sew it now. And I'm fully prepared for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the truth. Fully ready. I will be an ingrate not to be part of such celebration. I will be a deceiver and an unbeliever if my heart will not be ready for such. This meeting is not a joke. No. Beyond that, it's not. We have sought the Lord carefully, begging him specifically. And it's wonderful that he's doing more than what our feeble prayers has ever presented. Very feeble prayers. I want you to see verse 1. As a summary of what we are going to be dealing with, is a pattern by which the Hebrews write their own literature. They will give you a summary first, and then they will start to give you the details. It's their pattern of writing. They say, enlarge the place of thy tent. Now, it's only a woman or a man whose children will be more that will see the need to cause his tent to enlarge. And that instruction is first and foremost for us. We're going to enlarge our tent. Without missing what this one is even too small for us now. And we are going to, I don't know how that place looks like now. That far end. Whether it is possible to get there. Alright. Because one of the times of the hour prayer, we will walk there. I will ask that the brethren should go and check and do the work of a spy for us first. It's a thick forest, so we're going to walk a good distance inside. And we are going to say, Lord, we stand here in the bush. When we come back next year, we'll be standing under a roof. It's a step of faith. Once I receive the word of God, I go crazy about it. Once I pick it, that's all. I don't joke with it because it has ever worked. It has ever worked. When we ask us to come here, Thick Forest, it was when we came here that people started building their houses. We gave them courage to come. We have added value to the lands in this area. That is what Jesus does. When he makes Lazarus to come out of the grave, people troop to
better.
The price of pure water increased.
It
boosts economy. This bush, who will come here? And then he came and he said, everything you need,
we
come and meet you here. That word has never failed. Everything comes to meet us here. You have also come to meet us here. And because of the project we are going to do, the small business you have now cannot handle it. That's why God is going to enlarge it. That small salary of
25,000
per month. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be satisfied with what you have. But you cannot be satisfied with whatever is less than the reason for your living.
You
are bigger than this. What do I say? I am bigger than this. We are not psychologists here. And we are not the kind of preachers preaching what people are preaching outside there. No. We say what the word of God is saying. And that is what we are saying to you. And we have seen God honoring his word in our lives over the years. We have followed him up to now. If he did not ask us to call this meeting, we will not call it. The day he told me the meeting will be called, I came here and announced, I said, God has given us a go ahead to hold the meeting. People asked me, what is the theme? And he said, he didn't tell
me.
And I begged and begged. When my trouble became too much, he said, when you return from Boko, I will tell you. And I kept quiet. And I came back with the brethren on Sunday, tired. Monday morning as I rose, that was the matter. So woke up very early in the morning. He said, launch out into the deep. And I sat down. He said, Lord, the burden. It's just about 2 weeks ago. And I sat that day. By evening of that day, the burden was ready. He doesn't lie. If he has not asked us to call this meeting, we will not call it. And we will hold you no apology. We plan to hold ministers' conference twice this year. And he never allowed us to hold it once. And there is no apology for it. We are the one that proposed it. But he said, I'm not interested in it yet. And we are waiting. You are the one that plan programs. We don't do it here. We only respond to his instructions. And we will never be panicked. If he doesn't say it, it's alright. He is the owner of the work. And if he's not ready to work at any time, he's not ready. We come to every hour of prayer with our heart open to him. No sermon note is written. There's no outline. We just wait for him to speak to us and to show us the direction to go. And we simply follow. In simple obedience. And if he say, enlarge thy tent, I said that is first and foremost to us. We are going to enlarge it, sir. And we will show you that we are serious about it. We will enter inside that bush as far as we can go. We will stand there at one of the hours of prayer. Say, Lord, we are inside forest here. It shall become a fortress. If you can't go, don't worry. For the children, it may be difficult. If I knew it would be like that, we would have asked that you should do something. But anyhow, we'll get there. Anyhow, we'll get there. And it's going to become a mighty place for the Lord. See the word of God. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Did he say enlarge thy tent? Enlarge the place of thy tent. That tells me of a tent that will keep increasing. Give me a place that is so big. Create space for your tent because it will spread. I have a conflict in my heart. 2-3 days ago. Because many years ago, my intention, my plan, my prayer is that we'll construct a place of meeting that has a form of a cross. Cross has always been, I'm addicted to the cross. Everything around me is about the cross. You see, we have put it on this platform. Even in my house, as you enter my balcony like this, this is what you will see there. And if you, as you enter into the small city, the ante, that's what you are going to meet there. For me, it's a symbol of my faith. And I'm not ashamed of the cross. Unfortunately, the message of the cross disappeared from our pulpits. How do you ever become a Christian without encountering the cross? So I thought, I said, Lord, look, I want to show you how serious I'm about the cross. That will construct an auditorium. It's going to be in form of a cross. But 3 days ago, I was wondering. How do we construct a cross and it will occupy more people? I know the cross will not limit us, but in construction, if it goes this way, and it goes this way, and it goes this way, all right, maybe we'll put a cross somewhere and we'll have another big place. But this one now, if we design a cross, architecturally for an auditorium, it won't contain more people. Except the Lord gives us another wisdom to do it. I don't know, but 3 days ago that thing troubled me. He said, Lord, but I want a cross. A cross. How do we do expansion with a cross? Agbelebu, she dog wants you.
You can't remove from the cross, you can't add to the cross.
The cross is just the cross. It's a dream that I have. And I pray that dream will still come to pass. But for our meeting place, we'll make a place, an enlarged place for our tent. God is not, he was not careless in verse 6, for thou shalt break forth to the right and to the left. He didn't say you will break forth to the back. It is very important for me to also bring it to you that God is saying, even for you, the place of your tent, you have to enlarge it. God in this place never talked of a house. He talked about tent. One thing that is easy to expand is a tent. One thing that does not suggest permanence is a tent. One, indicating that it will keep expanding. Number two, indicating that it will not tie you here. That once the trumpet sounds, you are going. Because it's a tent. So you have to create space for your business. You have to create space for your vision. Create space in your heart. You may start to look for another office. That this one does not befit me. I told the brethren that used to call, I said, if I knew, it would look like this. I would have stretched my faith more when we are constructing our house. It's difficult accommodating people because it's small. And we thought it was big. But the grace that we carry appear bigger now. It If the Lord shows us mercy, which I know He has already come with, what we are going to be constructing here, we show that we have an understanding that it must enlarge. You cannot cage yourself. No, you are bigger than where you are now. And God is saying, make space for me. Create time for this thing. Create time in your heart to pray about this. Create more time to plan about these things. Create more time and give attention to this vision in your hand. You need a larger space for your vision to materialize. I hear the Lord say, enlarge the place of thy tent. Your tent may still look small, but create space. Because it will increase. Because you will break forth to the right. You will break forth to the left. In righteousness. Enlarge the place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not. What's the meaning of spare not? Don't leave any part to be overgrown with weed. Don't limit yourself. Don't spare the land. Engage every space. Engage every opportunity. Engage every time at your disposal. Everything must be called to duty. Engage your heart. Engage all facilities. There are issues about this matter. These are the essence of this matter. And my heart longs that we may understand it. We must just understand it. It is the word of the Lord. It's a command. People will say, what are you doing? I'm enlarging the place for my tent. I am lengthening the curtains. How much are you using for business? That you have gone to rent a shop. He said, don't worry about that. If I tell you how much I use, you'll be afraid. And then he goes, kilo fe so ti o ba mi leru o ju 50,000 to ni na.
What can he say and he'll be afraid? He does he have more than 50,000 naira?
That person will become one of your distributors very soon. That's what God is going to do. It does not depend on your present income. It pains me when I see people limiting God that way. How do I help you now? You are narrowing your mind. How do I persuade you? The Lord is saying something to us. And I want you to accept it. I want you to embrace it. We'll be working on this. If the Lord moves my heart, may do a writing on it and put it on the website. So that you might pick it and see how you can approach it. I'm not promising you if the Lord desires that. I wish to do so. But I'm not living for myself. It's only whatever He permits that I must do. I wish we can have such details showing to you how you can technically enlarge the place of your tent and stretch for the curtains of thy habitation.
It
says, spare not, lengthen thy cords. Now we have a tent here who has a curtain, who has cords, and it has stakes. And it's perfect illustration. This tent, as it is, can be bigger than what it is. Because at a point, they sew it together manually. If they want it to be bigger than that, from where you see 1, 2, 3... the fourth pole, there's a joint there where it was joined. All they needed to do is to join another one, and it will grow. And we have used a much more bigger of this size before. There is one that it is just one pole that you find at the middle. And it's massive. The cords are bigger. It is the word of God. The curtains must be stretched. The cords should be lengthened. The stakes should be strengthened. There are specific instructions. The details are too clear. As I thought about this scripture, because it has started coming since yesterday, it started since yesterday afternoon. I see the Lord bringing that scripture. I didn't open it until I came here this morning. And I was thinking about these things. So yes, there are curtains here. Curtains. And he said, that stretch. I see cords. He said, that lengthen. I see stakes. Said that one strengthen. Too clear. An illustration. If we must respond, then we must respond. What you have now is small. No matter how big it may appear, it is to yesterday that it was big. But is small. I have said this repeatedly, that this is not covetousness. This is simply living for the reason that God has created us. For those of you who might just be joining us, we have crossed some critical borderline. The first thing that God confronted us with in Luke chapter 5 was that when Jesus wanted to use the boat of Peter as a preaching platform, the Bible said he prayed him. He begged him. He appealed to him. And we checked. Why? And we saw that it was because he wanted to use that boat for what that boat was not designed for. That boat was designed for fishing. It wasn't a passenger boat. It's for fishing boat. It was a fishing boat. And for Christ to have used it for an alternative purpose, he begged Peter. Please, I beg you. Please, I know it's not an insult. I didn't have where to stand. And I felt I can still manage this. I know that's not what you have brought it here for. Please just allow me. And Peter said, no problem. And when he finished that, and he now wanted that boat used for his primary purpose, he didn't beg Peter. It was a clear instruction. And the Bible says, and he said unto him, launch out into the deep and let down thy nets for a draught. Now, when it comes to the reason for our living, there is no reason for him to beg us. We are expected to live for that. We are expected to respond to his instruction. And God has taken us to some critical points which I cannot reiterate now. But from 12 a.m., he declared that we have broken into a new day. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And that's why we are dealing with the issues and the essence of this new day. I hear the Lord saying, I ask you to enlarge the place of thy tent. After that, you can stretch forth the curtains. And say, look, as you are stretching it, don't spare. Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. If the stakes are not strengthened, they won't be able to handle the weight of the tent. But you must first enlarge the place of your tent. You don't enlarge the tent and start to look for space. At our family altar, we have been vehement that God will give us more lands in this place. When we came here, the first first parcel of land we bought was about 5.9
acres.
And I said, let's get more land. Don't let us build. So when we got to 20, I said, now we can build. But one of our brothers said about a week ago that, sir, do you think we should start building? Don't you think we should buy more land? Some of the land we have bought here, we bought one plot. For you to know how desperate we are to buy land. Even a plot. What are we going to do with it? He said, we'll buy it. Buy one plot, we buy two plots. We buy 1 acre, we buy two, we buy three, we buy five. It's because we want to have a big place, but already it's looking small. I'm sure the car park at the back will be filled now. I don't know, I've not been there. It's filled. This place is already congested. So even if we want to use the place we already marked for car park there, the vehicles we have, and we are going to have next year, that place will not contain them. So imagine that we have to create 5 acres for parking.
What is remaining?
Out of 20.
In Ogun.
Land don't finish. Out of it, we are going to have roads. There is no way road will not take 2-3 acres. If not up to 5. So, 10 is gone. And we are going to have groves. We are going to have orchards. As in ni awon oko eso na. We are already raising fruits at home.
Ati gbin awon eso
nile.
Nile.
That we are going to bring here.
Ya fe ko wa sin wa gbin.
So that when you are fasting, even there is no food, you have fruit to eat.
Awon wa gba we. Ti o ba ti eso nje, o mo re
so. When you come for personal retreat.
To ba wa fun retreat iwo nikan ni o.
We dedicated almost a half an acre for our group there. And there too, I'm sure it's almost a half an acre there. That we have planted palm. That when they grow, you can sit on it to pray. And if you like, you can use a stone for a pillow. That will catch a better revelation. I hope you know it's not mattress that brings revelation. It is not correct to see expansion and yet be looking for land. No, that will not be right. It won't be right for us, it won't be right for you. So God said, enlarge the place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Let them. Nothing must be missed here. Let them. This expansion is bigger than what you alone can handle. You will employ hands. Let them. Stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. And it's interesting that the habitation there is poorer. The curtains of thy habitations. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords. And strengthen thy stakes. The reason being that. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand, on the left. We cannot start doing it when the breaking starts to happen. We do it to induce the breaking force. For thou shalt break forth. You like this. You will break forth. Not your neighbor. You. I will break forth. All that has been contained and curtailed within. We break forth. Oh,
you will not die. You will not die with all your potentials.
Aha. And your lame
man also has a lot of wisdom, but how will he do it because he has no legs?
People
even say, I could have done a lot of marvelous things, but there is no money. This one, we have legs, though. And we are not lame. And money, plenty money. Because our God is the source of money. And
the source of money
answered to all things.
It's
not the answer. He answered it.
Money is not the answer of all things. He can't answer salvation. Money can buy mattress, cannot buy sleep. Money is not the answer of all things. What the Bible says is that money answered all things. When anything calls for money, money answers. That's the word of God. Don't follow people who twist the word of God. Just to deceive you. And to make money look so important. No, we need money. Or you think we didn't spend money for this meeting. We spend money now. But have we asked you for offering?
No.
We have never done it once. All the years that we have been, you know, coming together, either for the one that is not fasting. You know, if we are not fasting now, we'll be eating at least 2 times every day. And I trust the kitchen here. Have you ever eaten such soup here?
That is full of water. No.
No, we don't cook. We don't cook alternative soup. No, we don't cook such. We have had meetings here, and all we ate throughout was chicken. Eh? You remember? Many times, so not just once. So it's not. Even last meeting, we ate chicken. Believers retreat, we ate chicken. Eh? You remember now? Eh? And nobody took offering from your hand. We know we need money. But money is not important. What is important is the word of God. I told you of a year we were planning for believers' retreat. And the meeting was just 2-3 days.
Away.
And there was all we had, maybe about 4,000 something. The preparation was just going on.
We're
just preparing. And the kitchen said, we want to eat chicken. Because we are just leave everybody to operate what God has given to them. Whatever they say they want, that's what God will provide. He said, sir, chicken, that's what we are going to eat this year. And I said, it's all right. And I told our brother who works in a big farm that we are going to buy chicken. We have never gone there to beg for chicken. And we have never bought it on credit. And when it was 3 days, I felt, let me exercise my faith more. I wanted to send text message to him. We are sick of you. For our chicken. There's no money. But I won't say that to him. So I already have been trying to send bulk SMS to all the brethren
for the meeting. The
internet will not just agree. I have struggled and struggled. It's alright. Instead of using my phone to send this one text message, I said, let me just use the bulk SMS to send it to the brother about our chicken, that we are coming for our chicken. I didn't know I have not removed all the numbers. As I sent it like this, it went viral. Ah!
There's no how I can retrieve it.
Voila, don't come. This one will inform me and say, you sent a wrong message to me now. I say, I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. When the wahala became too much, I gave my phone to my wife. I said, be answering them, be answering them. And I needed to follow somebody to go and settle a matter, family matter somewhere. I was in that meeting. My phone. This brother will not call me. I know he doesn't call naturally. I didn't pick it. I knew it was this chicken wahala. When the thing was repeated many times, so I came out to pick the call. I didn't even allow him to talk. I said, I'm sorry, I know it's about the chicken wahala. It was a wrong message. He said, it's not a wrong message. It's not a wrong message. It's not a wrong message. God wanted me to hear
it.
How much chicken do you want to buy? I was afraid. I was afraid to tell him how much. We are planning for over 1,000 people to eat chicken for 4 days. That's not small. God said, tell him. And I told him. He said, in 10 minutes, give me your account
number.
In 10 minutes, it will hit your account now. Ah, I was afraid of God. How does a mistake turn to a miracle? Wonderful God. It's not money. It's the word. is the word. People who make money important. The Bible says, those who make them, they are like them. They have eyes they cannot see. Ah, that scripture scare me. Those who make them, who make gold, who make silver, and they turn it to gold. The Bible says they are like them. They have eyes they cannot see. They have ears they cannot hear. They have mouth they cannot talk. They have legs they cannot walk. I said no. I will not be an impotent man. Money cripples. When you make it a God. No, when you make it God, it cripples. When you handle it the Bible way,
oh,
it could be beautiful. It's beautiful. So we're not talking about money. All right. If you are the owner of this car, MUS943DK and LSR183BS, please go to your car. Your car is moving on its own. We are seeing the Lord commanding us to enlarge the place of our tent. In verse 7, for that, because thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. You will break forth this way. You will break forth that way. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Your children, your products, they will see moribund companies, dead companies. They will possess them and cause them to function again. That's what God said, my children will do. That desolate places, banks that are going down and are becoming distressed, our children will buy them up and they will function. Well located, I was saying it to the brethren here yesterday. When will I pray that God will give us brethren with petrol stations all over the place? Why would you be buying petrol for one trip? That it means I've been sleeping over that. That the Lord will raise children. Not just having petrol stations, but having oil blocks. That's what God said. The children that He will give to me will possess. Look. Under God, I open up Nigeria for you. All the treasure in this nation, I cause it to come into your hand. It's my responsibility to do that. It is not yours. I open the ground for you. Doors will be opening unto you. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere you turn to, there shall be a way. In the name of Jesus. Every door you knock shall open unto you. In the name of Jesus. It's my duty. And I want you to understand that it is the word of God that caused it to happen. It's not money. We started with nothing. The day I told my mother, God is asking me to drop everything and to serve him fully in this work. She stood up. She went into her room. And she came back with this bell. And she gave it to me. This same bell. This same bell. That's all I was giving at the start. This bell. Nothing. It's just this. How much is this? Even when he's this is all. Mama is gone. The work is still here. I have kept this bell. I keep saying it. I said, this bell. This bell. How can you start a work with a bell? What would that do? So it's not money. It's the word of God. Don't limit yourself because of money. Don't let people confuse you. It's not money. Wait for a word to come. Once it drops, everything you need to accomplish it comes with that word. You are going to break forth to the right. It is the word of God.
The word has come.
You will break forth to the left. He didn't say you will be going small. Say you will break forth. You say the word forth. I don't know how to say it. There is another forth in music. F-O-R-T-E. That sounds like French. And it means loud. In music. FF is very loud. F is fourth, loud. When we sing and we see the word F, you are expected to sing that part with aggression. That's what it means in music. For those of us who understand music. So when he said, you break forth, it's not going to be something that people would need binoculars or microscope to see. No, it's a breaking forth. It's going to be a loud breaking forth. And not just to be a noisemaker. What we are talking about is that it will be bold. It won't be ambiguous at all. It won't be vague. It will be clear. That's what God is going to do. Tell your neighbor, I'm breaking forth. To the right and to the left. I look at my right. I see no boundary. I look at my left. I see no boundary. Or are you seeing boundary? That's what I'm saying. That's what God is saying. That there is no boundary on your right. There's no boundary on your left. You will break forth. There. Your children will possess the Gentiles. They will inhabit the desolate places. In the name of Jesus. Say, fear not. For thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither be thou confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame. I was dealing with that in the last hour prayer. And I said, different between you shall not be ashamed and you shall not be put to shame. Both. God made provision for. For you to be ashamed, God said no. For somebody or something or a project to put you to shame, God said no. It's a new day. You won't be driving your car and it will break down the road, embarrassing you. The one that is doing that now is going to be changed. Again, it's not about money. It's not money. It's the word of God. It's the word of God that creates money. He creates it. When he said, launch out to the deep, we saw that all the fishes, he said, the master has commanded. Let's report at the deep. He said, for what? He said, let's say, we don't know. But he said, deep. He said, launch out. He said, but it was to Peter that the master is talking to. He said, did he mention Peter? He said, launch out. So we must also launch out. So all the fishes launched out. So Peter and the fishes met at the deep. As he says, you should launch out. Money is also launching out. Coming to meet you in the deep. Buildings are launching out to meet you in the deep. All we shall find in the deep. That's what our song said. Everything. The deep is the meeting place. Is the meeting place. Is the place of our convergence. Is the deep. Cars you need. Vehicles you need. Articulated vehicles you need. All we swarm together. In the deep. If you stay at the shore, you'll be wasting resources. Because they are all waiting for you. Where? In the day. You shall not be ashamed. And you shall not be put to shame. Peter was not ashamed. And the fishes did not put him to shame. The sea did not put him to shame. His boat did not put him to shame. The boat wanted to sink, it didn't sink. The nets were breaking, the net was breaking. Yet, he didn't lose the content. Everything worked in his favor. Because it is at his word. Who come to see that? At thy word. Nothing counts in this our day. Except the word. You can't be an enemy of the Bible. You become the enemy of yourself. I don't know any other. The Bible. Is the Bible. I'm excited having the Bible. The greatest gift I've ever read, I've ever received. The greatest book I've ever read in my life. And I will ever read. You can't finish it.
I'm
telling you. In a lifetime, it's not possible.
Oh,
they catch after Canton. We are going to pray to rest. I don't know which hour of the prayer will be marching inside. We'll be launching into the deep of this bush. If you have never entered into a forest before, we will do that together. Would you like to pray? And tell your heart, unbelief, be gone. Unbelief, be gone. Unbelief, be gone. I separate myself from you. I separate myself from you. Thou unbelief, be gone for life. Be gone forever. We are not friends. We shall not be friends. I have no space for you in my heart anymore. I evict you from my heart. I evict you from my heart. No space for a cancer like you. Be gone, unbelief. The place of your tent now.
Okay.
Everything starts with a pronouncement. Say it first. This level, I possess you as a place of my tent. This side, I possess as a place of my tent. As far as my eyes could see, I possess. As far as the eyes could go, I possess for myself, for the place of my habitation. Go ahead and declare it. Declare it. I'm telling you, you are bringing some. Our God created the whole universe by his word. He spoke things into existence. I see no boundary on this right. I see no boundary on this left. I see the place of my tent. All I could see, the place of my tent. On the right side of my business, I see no barrier. I see no boundary. What I see is the place of my tent. On the left hand side of my business, I see no boundary. I see no barrier. All I see is the place of my tent. I possess it in the name of Jesus. In these academics, I look at the right, I see no barrier. I look at the left, I see no barrier. I see no barrier. I see no barrier. In my profession, I look at the right. I see it is without boundary. I look at the left. I couldn't see any boundary. All I could see on both sides is the place of my tent. Some of you are jobless now. You have a job already. Arise and take the place of your tent. Take the place of your tent. Take the place of your tent. Right and left, there are spaces for you. Right and left, there are spaces for you. Right and left, there are spaces for you. We're not producing lazy Christians here. We're not producing narrow-minded Christians here. No. You come here, you have come here for greatness. You have no choice. You have to be. And we are not talking covetousness. I have told you that times without number. When it comes to the reason for your living, we don't appeal. We don't appeal. We don't beg for it. You are just living for like the person that God has made you to be. That's all. You are just expressing what God has packaged within you. That's all. That's all. No battle. Let your eyes see very far. Let your eyes see very far. Let your eyes see very far. Thank you for showing to us, and you have started to show to us now the issues and the essence of this matter. As our hearts are being configured in order to have a firmer grip on this matter, we kick out unbelief. In the name of Jesus, help us to to understand that this is the season of your trust. And we are going to make a trust beyond the crust. Lands that people think could not be possessed before. Lands that people think is difficult to possess. Terrain that people think it is for some people that are too special. Height that people think that it is not meant for people like us. What they think as barriers and barricades. We check them now, we couldn't see anything there. We see them as places of our tents. In the name of Jesus. We see no barrier on our right. We see no barrier on our left. All we could see is the place of our tents. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
We hope the message you have just listened to has challenged you to greater heights in God. Take a step of obedience in response to the message, and it shall be well with you. For further help, inquiries, counsel, and prayers, contact Potter's House Christian Mission at Bedford, Alata Village, off Ijebode Ibadan Road, Adebayo, Ibadan, Nigeria. Postal address, Box 23602, Mapo Post Office, Ibadan. Telephone 0803-329-1235 or 0807-270-4630. Email potters-house@hotmail.com. Website www.theportersmission.org. God bless you.